This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hour number two off and running, and we are thankful to have you here. It has been a big, busy news night. The top headline, of course, as the news is continuing to break, is that John McCain is dead at age of 81, and the tributes are coming in on the news channels. The announcement was made probably, I want to say, close to 15 minutes before we were on the air tonight. That was something that I think it wasn't necessarily taking people by surprise, but it may have taken some people by surprise, given that the family just yesterday had said that he was no longer going to be pursuing treatment in regards to his cancer situation. So welcome to hour number two. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here. And we've got lots to yet get to on the broadcast tonight. The Dems met in Chicago today. They made their rules more fair. I think if you were a Bernie supporter in 2016, you are very happy about what they have decided to do. I've got some interesting take on what it's going to actually mean, though. And I think that, it is actually going to, in some ways, injure, their potential, outcomes for 2020. I'll explain all of it. But it has to do with, what liberal ideology actually ends up doing with voters. And a lot of it is not well received. So we'll talk about that, as we get to it. And then I've also got, kind of a fun personal thing to end on tonight. We have a new artist and writer in the McCullough household, and the first episode of Micro Boy coming to the airways straight ahead. So all of that happening this hour on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough welcoming you in. My phone number always open, 888-340-3373. Now, at the top of the second hour, we like to reserve this time slot every single week of every show of all 52 Saturdays that we do this throughout the year for one very simple purpose, to highlight voices that are brilliant but unheard, at least on the level that I believe that they deserve in media, specifically from women. We call it the Ladies Lounge, and we are honored to have so many people that have participated over the last several years as we've brought this segment to you. But my next guest is someone that I have never met, never talked to, but there was a mutual friend that introduced us, a buddy of mine who is a talented talk show producer here in New York. Frank Morano's his name. And he said, Kevin, I want you to get to know Heather Robinson, because she is a true talent, and she's someone that fits the Ladies Lounge profile, someone that her voice deserves to be heard. And so I said, well, let me read what she's got. And I agreed based on her writing. And I wanted to bring her to the airwaves tonight. And so I'm honored to have Heather Robinson now joining us, columnist for the New York Post, and now with us live on Radio Night Live. Hello, Heather. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you being here. Now, first and foremost, the Ladies Lounge format's kind of fun because, unlike the formal hard news interviews that sometimes people do, we try to, you know, poke behind the scenes here. And my number one question is, why on earth would you be friends with a crook like Frank Morano? I mean, he's got Staten Island mafia trying to hunt him down at every turn. How did you become friends with him? No, I'm kidding.
Okay. But, well, we have a mutual friend, but I'm all about, listen, Staten Island, I Staten Island in the house. I love Staten Island folks.
Oh, I do,
you know,
too.
Common sense. That's one of the things I love. So
they're the only borough that actually makes sense to me in the voting booths most days.
Well, you know, I remember in Fred Siegel's book, book about Rudy Giuliani's mayoral win, he explained that if it were not for the borough of Staten Island, Rudy would never have been elected mayor. It was pretty much, I remember he described it as the grown-ups coming out to vote, I think.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they are the borough that Trump did better in. They just came through a very, very tough, kind of bruising congressional primary for the Republicans. But I think that Dan Donovan's going to go back to Washington in the general election. And so, yeah, they're one of my most listened to boroughs on my afternoon drive show. And yeah, we're all about Staten Island. But, you know, for you to be, you know, fraternizing with the likes of Frank Morano, this is a very serious thing. I'm going to encourage you to aim higher in the days. I'm kidding. And he knows I'm kidding, and I believe he's listening tonight. So I'm sure I'll have to pay for that in some bar tab in the next week. Anyway, Heather, tell us a little bit about yourself. You write for the Post now, but you've written for other places. What's your background? How'd you get into journalism? What do you want to do?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I write pretty regularly for New York Post, a regular contributor there. I write a lot about, I guess, the intersection between pop culture and politics and women's voices, human rights around the world. And I've been a journalist for quite some years now, Jewish media for many years, New Jersey Jewish Standard, New York Jewish Week, and you know, freelanced a while for conservative media, including Wall Street Journal. And I try to be kind of a conduit, I guess. I try to get the voice of a lot of the people of New York. I love to be out on the streets, in the parks, interviewing people in stores and restaurants. I believe that we saw a real upswelling of awareness in the last election that, in general, media tends to be dominated by folks who kind of went to the same schools and have the same views, and I think it's important to really listen to a range of voices, and that's what I try to do.
That's interesting. I don't know much about the past of your writing, but I did notice that there is some political and some pop culture combination, as you were just mentioning. Tonight, kind of a huge icon in American political history, John McCain passing away. I'm just curious your thoughts on the passing of Senator McCain.
Well, you know, rest in peace. He was a man of obviously tremendous personal courage and grit. Survived torture, had a brilliant career. I think that he was very aware of the big picture, including forces that have long sought to threaten our unique way of life. I think that he was, not everybody agreed with him, of course, within the conservative world. And I'll tell you the truth, Kevin, I never quite fully got why some people, didn't really like him, honestly. But I know that we have a big country and plenty of room for disagreement. But he certainly, I think even his critics would agree that he was a man of courage. He certainly identified, some threats, including, from Russia, for instance. We've seen a lot of efforts to undermine our way of life, and I don't think that they are alone, and there are many forces that have sought to do that, sowing discord and disunity in America. But he was certainly, you know, someone who'd been around so many decades who knew that the Russians are chess players, and, you know, even if you believe that they have their point of view and their right to it, certainly we have to be vigilant about efforts to manipulate. And I think that Senator McCain was one of those warriors who saw that. So
I think it's interesting, too, that the Senate decided in his final days to name the Defense Appropriations Bill after him this last time. Kind of a unique honor, given the fact that his real passion was always national security and homeland defense and being able to be ready to take on whatever challenges we had in that capacity.
Yes, definitely. And I think that he I mean, you know, as I said, I personally think there are many forces, that it isn't one thing that's causing this terrible divide and disunity in our country, and that's a big theme in a lot of my writing. But I think that it's something to consider, you know, that certainly we saw some meddling and chess playing in our social media world leading up to the 2016 election that we know was coming from Russia and from other places. And, I think that we shouldn't be too quick to dismiss what he saw in terms of, you know, obviously we have good relations with some of the Russians, but there's an element that's quite amoral, quite strategic. They're very smart, people among their leadership, and they've had an end game for many decades stretching back to the Cold War that I think, you know, he certainly didn't want us to forget about.
Sure.
So he will be missed, on that score. And yes, in the personal realm, he certainly was a great family man. I'm a big fan of his daughter.
Maybe. Heather, hold that thought. We're up against a break. It's Kevin McCullough. Heather Robinson, my guest in the Ladies' Lounge tonight, columnist for the New York Post.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Ladies Lounge, top of the second hour every week on Radio Night Live. And we always, always, always love to hear from these brilliant women in media and what they have to say and kind of delve into some of the things that they're focusing and thinking and writing on these days. And back to our guest, Heather Robinson, in just a second. I want to very quickly, though, make sure you know that we have only 5 seats left on the bus that we have for the Beaches of D-Day Freedom Tour 2018. 2 nights in Normandy, 7 in Paris. We're going to see everything that our young men did. We're going to go to the places where they went. We're going to stand in Champaign where the Nazis surrendered to Eisenhower. We're going to go to Bastogne and see the places where those foxholes that had no fires and the boys only had summer wear when they were trying to fend off a cold winter, a blistering cold winter. And like I said, the beaches of Normandy, just the incredible odds that they were up against. We intend to see all that together. 5 seats left on the first bus. If we fill that up, we may be able to open another one, but there's no guarantee of that. So if you're wanting to go with us, now would be the time to hold your spot. 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494. Go to conservativetours.com and read about the Beaches of D-Day Tour, Paris, Normandy, and Champagne. Should be a lot of fun. Heather Robinson is a columnist for the New York Post. She's written for other outlets as well. Most recently, she had a piece in the Post that dealt with an issue that was, in many respects, in 2017, the number one story. It was far longer in terms of a story that survived than almost any other subject. We're talking, of course, about the Me Too scandal and how Me Too and the new Broadway show that debuted this summer, Pretty Woman, how that compares is the subject of Heather's most recent piece. And, Heather, before we get into the piece itself, it really is true. You're someone who's quite passionate about the issue of trafficking and this sort of abuse that's taking place. I don't know if you spoke with our other mutual friend, MJ Kronfeld, but this show has actually, over the last year, we've actually helped free a few hundred trafficked slaves from northern Sudan to south Sudan and helping them get back home. But it's really been a joy to watch the listeners of this show do that. Why is it important to you? What's the passion for you there?
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Well, what an honor to speak about it. Yes, I'm very passionate about this. Well, you're talking about young women, young girls, you know, boys, people being horribly abused. Of course, it's something anyone with a conscience care about, and I think that we see a lot of heightened awareness about sexual abuse and harassment, but I think that one thing we can pretty much agree on is that there's nothing, you know, worse than that on that score than underage kids being forcibly trafficked, and this is a horrible problem around the world. Continues and so really for me this Broadway show is not about underage trafficking, but it was an opportunity to just use the opening of the show as a platform for discussing the issue, because I felt that it sort of indirectly normalizes commercial sexual exploitation, which not everyone who's commercially sexually exploited is a minor, but having researched this topic and spoken with several young women who started off being trafficked as underage girls, I think that many, the advocates don't like the word prostitute, but just for shorthand, I'll use it just for succinctness. Many prostitutes start out, point of entry is very young for most of them. So the two issues do connect, and I think that it's most people who are in the commercial sex trade are not going to have an experience like Pretty Woman or anything remotely approaching that.
Sure.
They are, you know, according to the U.S. State Department and the interviews I conducted, most of them will be assaulted, raped, doing their jobs. It's not a life that you choose for good reasons. Of course, there is a lot of controversy now. There are people who believe that sex work should be legalized, and there are kind of two camps on that subject, and that gets complicated. But I think that one thing we can agree on, anyone who cares about people, is that young children should, you know, teenagers should not be, you know, in this position, and anything we can do to help them.
And see, I really do agree with you on that. And I've got another friend, a colleague of yours, Carol Markowitz, who writes for the Post as well. And she and I have had this discussion about the kind of legalization of sex work, and particularly for older ladies that mm-hmm. would say that they're not victims of it. My problem mm-hmm. with that is that as we go about normalizing commercial sex work, then mm-hmm. the barrier to stopping the use of underaged girls becomes a harder thing to sheriff. If it is illegal, as illegal goes, then it's all illegal. But you start getting into shady areas when someone looks 20, but they're really 15. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
there's a general acceptance within the culture that I think is also quite.
Well, I can tell you, Kevin, from my research that recently, anyway, that the studies indicate that where sex work is legalized, those cities see an increase in human trafficking mm-hmm. and underage sex trafficking. In other words, you know, I guess sort of the one theory has been, well, if sex work is legalized, then there will be an outlet for this, and there will be fewer men exploiting minors, raping people, God forbid. You know, however, the recent studies do not indicate that the legalization actually correlates with reduction in trafficking or abuse. Actually, it seems to act as a magnet for traffickers, and I guess for sex tourists as well. People know where to go to buy sex, and that would appear to actually increase the amount of trafficking that goes on.
How much of a role do you think pop culture, because you obviously talk about the Broadway and Pretty Woman, for those of you that may have trouble remembering, it was a very popular movie, what, in the early 90s, mm-hmm. with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, and everybody kind of thought of it as a modern-day Cinderella. The problem was Cinderella wasn't a hooker. And Prince Charming did not treat her like one. And this generalization of it's a sweet story because he finds her and treats her well, and she ends up kind of, you know, happy ending in the end. This is not reality. This is not where that life leads.
No, and I think that the film and the play kind of normalizes this idea. Granted, look, I mean, I'm a storyteller, you know, also, you know, as a journalist, I understand the appeal of strange, unlikely love stories, and that this play is a trifle and it's fiction and it's not meant to be taken literally. However, I do think the women with whom I spoke who have escaped the life, as they call it, were very disturbed by the idea that this is being peddled on Broadway. They said things like, it's scary, the kind of girl that can see this, what kind of message is it giving, you know, even on the level of a young girl's self-esteem.
Heather, the music has brought us to the end of yet another.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Remembering Senator John McCain, the Arizona Senator's office reports, he passed away at age 81. Political friends and foes have been praising McCain's achievements and character since yesterday's announcement that he told doctors to stop his treatments for brain cancer. McCain was born to be a military man as the son and grandson of four-star admirals.
I was raised in the concept and belief that duty, honor, country.
His wife, Cindy McCain, tweets, "My heart is broken. I am so lucky to have lived the adventure of loving this incredible man for 38 years. President Trump tweeted, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Welcome back. It is hour two, and we have had a pretty interesting show tonight. Lots of course, the breaking news stories that Senator McCain is no longer with us. He was 81, born in 1936, went to Vietnam, was captured, shot down and captured, tortured. You know, he had problems with his shoulder blades and his arms. He was not able to extend them the way you and I are able to. That's because of the number of times that his shoulder blades and arms were broken in captivity in Vietnam. And yet, coming out the other side of that, a man who still wanted to serve his country and went into public service, was a congressman first, then a senator, two runs for the presidency, did not have success against George W. Bush in 2000, but in 2008 got the nomination and then faltered in the general election against President Barack Obama, who would go on to serve two terms. And all along, following his own instincts, following his own passion, if you will, to do things his way and to make sure that he felt that he was delivering on promises and integrity that he felt needed to be his trademark. But Senator John McCain dying this evening, just a few minutes, about 15 or so minutes before we were on the air. And the president and other people have already expressed their wishes. The president tweeting about a half hour after the news broke, my deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you. Meghan McCain, having said something in just the last little bit, saying her father was the man that taught her how to live right. And that is a testimony, again, to the overall character and the real inspiration that John McCain was to a lot of people. You know, Heather Robinson said something in the ladies' lounge that I found to be interesting. That is that you can disagree with a lot of people. In fact, I'm reading a lot of stuff on Twitter tonight from people that are, just praising everything about John McCain. And I still have enough of a memory that I remember when he was kind of a pain in the side to a few presidents that I was hoping he would have been a little bit less a pain in the side of. But I really deeply, profoundly thank John McCain for his military service and for his willingness to endure what had to be unfathomable pain, excruciating torture, the isolation for multiple years while in captivity, the inability to do anything to defend himself in that reality, and yet to survive and then thrive when he came back to run for office and to be able to serve the people of Arizona and the people of the United States. And I would say, as a whole, on the whole, in the Senate, as an honorable senator, there were only a handful of times when he rode off the reservation in my mind and did things that were irritating, voting against the repeal of the Obamacare mandate when Trump came into office. He obviously was a thorn in the side of Barack Obama when they were trying to do the Obamacare legislation. And during the years of George W. Bush, of course, W had beat him in the primary and served two terms. And so there was kind of a little competitive nature between the two of them. But I would say if you look at all of the years that Senator McCain served and you see all of the things that he did, he was a family guy. He was a pro-life guy. He was with us so many of the times on the issues that I wanted him to be on. And for those handful of times when he was a little bit sideways, I'm willing to forgive that if we can remember the greatness of the things that he attempted and tried to do for his country. And I'm grateful that we have the opportunity to just tell you about his life and what it means to America. You're going to see a lot of coverage probably tomorrow on the Sunday shows regarding him. There will be many people lined up to talk about the good and the bad and what his career and life really meant. But America lost a patriot. Whatever you can say about disagreeing with his methodologies, John McCain loved his country. And I think that that's one of the things that that he and the current president both share in common. And they didn't see eye to eye on a lot of stuff. They had a legendary kind of beatdown in the primary campaign cycle. The president was rude in what he said about not wanting to, you know, have people that got captured. But he likes winners. That was cruel. And yet, John McCain still helped get the Trump agenda going and helped in every way that he could up until the time of his diagnosis. So it's a sad night for America. A great patriot is no longer among us, and we have a lot to be thankful for from his life. And I know that my thoughts and prayers are with Cindy and Megan and the rest of the family tonight as they are mourning the loss of their dad and beloved husband as they are walking through this. When we come back, I've got a story I need to talk to you about that came out of Chicago today. It was the Democrats making news about what they're going to do for their next election cycle. Will it help? We'll find out. Stay with us.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
62641.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's a busy night in New York. As you can see, the streets are just packed. There's a lot going on. It's a pleasant night, and it is a gorgeous night and fun to have you with us on radio. And so we're grateful to be with you. Radio Night Live, the name of the broadcast, Kevin McCullough, my name. And we are all over the country. If you ever want to watch, by the way, it's convenient to watch on my Facebook page. We've got the live stream up, as we do every Saturday, and it's right there for you. some reason we've had a little bit of trouble getting on the actual TV network tonight, but we're still working on that. And the radio stations, of course, across the country, we couldn't do this without them, and we're so grateful for them. And a reminder to the listeners in Atlantic City, starting in just a couple of weeks, we are going to be with you live. We've been 1 hour tape delayed in Atlantic City all these weeks. I found out just a couple of, I guess about a month ago or so now. But we on Saturday nights do an incredible amount of listenership. In fact, we are the number one weekend news talk show in that market. We are number three in all formats, in all the music stations and everything else for women. And in all formats overall, we are number five, and we are grateful. But WPG, Talk Radio 1450 and 104.1, are going to move us to a live release at 9 p.m., and we're looking forward to being with you at that time there because of your willingness to join us an hour late. Let's do it right on time and get you in on the conversations. 888-340-3373 is my phone number, 888-340-3373. If you want to talk about anything. Now, this weekend in Chicago, the Democratic National Committee held its summer conference, and it was an interesting time. I've been saying in some of my Fox News appearances and on my shows in recent days that I really don't think that in 2018 the blue wave is going to materialize to the degree that a lot of people have speculated that it's going to. There's a lot of people that think the Democrats are just going to win everything and the Republicans are going to be thrown out of both houses and it's going to all be just a big catastrophe. I think that the economy counts. I think that unemployment numbers count. I think that some of the rudimentary basics of an election are working very strongly in Republican favor this way. And another element that I have said for some time why I think that the Democrats might have problems in 2020 is because the Bernie Sanders supporters from 2016 felt like they got ripped off in 2016. They felt like that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party conspired, similar to what they did against Trump, getting a dossier and trying to take him down, funding all of that. Similarly, we know that they worked together to undermine the ability for Bernie Sanders to actually win the nomination. And how you know that is a couple of fold. One, Bernie Sanders won a lot of states, and he won a lot of states by a much larger popular vote margin than Hillary Clinton did. In doing so, there was this question that kept coming up about superdelegates. Now, if you're not familiar with Democratic Party politics, because this doesn't occur in the Republican Party, there are these elected leaders in the Democratic Party that have votes that weigh more than other people's. They can be congressional representatives or mayors or governors or people that are high in office and have gotten a lot of favors done for a lot of people. And they get to have kind of a heavier weighted vote in a primary than just Joe and Sue Q's, Hugh Susie grassroots. So one of the things they decided to do today in the Chicago committee or conference of the Democratic National Committee was to say, you know what, we're going to do away with the superdelegate voting in the primary. We're not going to look at superdelegates as a heavier turnout or a weighted percentage because there were states that Hillary Clinton would not have won, mathematically speaking, if superdelegates hadn't been predisposed to already decide for her in many cases. And what happened there was because she had these kind of super weighted votes, she could afford to, eke along, just pick up a few wins here and there, and eventually string together enough to outlast Bernie Sanders' low campaign funds and so forth. And that's what she did. Well, what they've decided to do now is to only on the first nomination ballot. So when the conference, when the convention comes together in 2020 and the Democrats are saying, we're going to nominate for president and vice president of the United States, and we put forward this name for president and this name for vice president, on the initial ballot of what the states will vote on in the Democratic convention, they will only be allowed to count actual pledged votes. They will only be allowed to count grassroots votes that went to the polls in the primary and actually voted for the candidate. If the convention needs to go to a second round of balloting, so they have two candidates and they come up exactly tied at the convention, if and under those circumstances only then they will then take a second round of balloting and allow superdelegates to exercise their heavier weighted vote to break the tie. It's basically a tie. They're going to go from making the superdelegates the primary mode of getting their candidate nominated to now making it the tiebreaker, which changes the entire course and structure of how the Democratic Party is going to operate. So because of this, I think that Bernie Sanders today got a huge gift from the Democrats, because this change in the rules doesn't help all of the old-time establishment people that liked the way it was already being done. So people like Hillary Clinton, if she wants to run again, or Joe Biden, or some of the folks that are really firmly established in the Senate, the Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi kind of establishment wing of the Democratic Party, they're not going to fare as well as a highly energized base that has a great turnout machine, that has already done all of this one time before, and will have much easier time raising money now that he doesn't have to fight the superdelegate fight. Bernie Sanders probably should have been the nominee in 2016. The fact that he wasn't is primarily because the superdelegates existed. Now, what this is going to mean is that Bernie Sanders will be the driving force of the messaging of the Democratic Party. So get ready for free college education. Get ready for Medicaid for all, Medicare for all. Get ready for open borders. No border wall. We're letting everybody in regardless. And because of that, I think that the Democratic Party, by doing the right thing by Bernie Sanders, is actually now in a little bit more of a trouble for its own welfare, because there's a lot of Democrats that do not want the politics of Bernie Sanders. And that's why they were okay with Hillary Clinton kind of cheating to get the nomination. Here's a general principle about the left. When liberals do the right thing morally, it usually hurts them politically. And in this case, doing the right thing by Bernie was exactly the right thing, but it might cost them politically in the end. Kevin McCullough, one more segment to go.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So glad and so thankful that you've been able to hang out with us tonight, wherever you have been. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. It's open all week long as well. If you want to leave voicemail messages for me, I listen to every single one of them. If you want to email the show, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, and I had a lot of fun this week on the Harris Faulkner show, and we had some breaking news, and we switched topics, and somebody made us talk about something we had not prepared for. And evidently I did pretty well, because Twitter like got all happy, and they're like, you should follow Kev. He's really good on his feet. I was like, thank you. I guess I lucked out on that one. Anyway, you can join me on Twitter at KMC Radio. But if you want to get all my social media, go to TheBingeThinker.com. Across the top of the page there, I've got all the different social media that you can join. And we're always looking forward to it. Now, the McCullough household has many adventures. And this week, my 8-year-old came up so proud of himself just a day ago and said, Dad, I want to show you something. I said, what? Because they're really into superheroes right now. He goes, I've written my first comic book. And for those of you watching by way of television, take a look at this. It's The Adventures of Micro Boy. Turn that page there, Nick, because we're going to... there was a boy working in a lab, and you can see he spilled a shrinking liquid. Oops. Then he accidentally stepped in it. He said, then he became a superhero. Dum da dum 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 dum. Very cool. Turn the page. He went into one of the houses. He finds a sick man. He turns into his microscopic self, gets into him, starts fighting the germs. Evidently, there were too many, so he got some chlorine. I don't know where that came from. But this is how all of the Adventures of Micro Boy books end. They just end this way. And it worked. The end. That worked. The end. And now, that was 2 days ago. This morning, he had another one, and then at bedtime, he's asking us if he can read these. And he told his brother yesterday, he goes, because his younger brother said, well, maybe we could turn this into a superhero movie like Marvel and Justice League. And he goes, no, you don't understand. You have to have a whole bunch of comic books written before you get to turn it into a movie. So, I don't know. There may be further adventures of Micro Boy on Radio Night Live, because how can you just stand it? Such a cute little superhero that can shrink himself, the incredible shrinking liquid, and go fight crime or keep people safe. I think that's... and it works. So that's it. The end. Anyway, if you haven't done it yet, please consider joining us in Paris. We're going October 6th to the 16th, and we'd love for you to go to Normandy and to Paris and to Champagne and to Bastogne with us. 888-733-9494. Hold your spot with a down payment. There's only 5 seats left. And we cannot guarantee that there will be more seats after that. So if you want to make sure that you're able to go with us, call now, 888-733-9494. I'm Kevin McCullough. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday right back here.
Ghosts have a chance with you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.